You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
That's the 2 years. I mean, what's the point spending money and a lot of it? It's like two is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is, in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. And syndicating across several different stations here throughout Canada. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche. Adam, hello. Welcome.
Hello, Dave. Thank you. And hello, listeners. Thank you for tuning in this Saturday evening for another edition of Revolution Rock. Tonight on the program, we have a lot lined up for you. You can expect to hear some music from Mono Negatives, Fake Palms, The Spies, Tough Age, Tobin Sprout, Ron Gallo. As well, we're going to be celebrating some anniversaries, as we normally do, celebrating some key releases from the likes of Stevie Wonder, The Flaming Lips, and The Chameleons, just to name some of the material we're going to hear on this program. Something else we should note, coming up next week, we kind of have a bit of a milestone we should address, because as hard as this is to believe, and as poor at math as I am, Dave has informed me that we are actually having the 1,000th... That's 1,000th episode.
Next week
of Revolution Rock.
Yeah, so we're going to do a theme, and we're going to air for the 1,000th time.
1,000.
On the CJM airwaves. That's 1,000, three zeros. And
that's a grand.
So our theme is gold. All the songs will be having gold in the title or just about gold. Why? I don't know, but a while back we were talking about, I was listening to like a playlist of songs on my computer or my phone, I can't remember, and for some reason a bunch of songs came up, and I know it was probably just a random thing, but they all had gold in the title, and I'm just like, hey, there's a lot of songs that have gold in the title, maybe we should do a theme, and then we never thought of it again, and until this episode that's coming up. So
that's right, so episode 1000 is happening next week, but this episode, 999 episodes of Revolution Rock, so what better way to start off the program than with a band, 999?
Yes, not as well-known UK punk band from the late 70s period, but the singer, Nick Cash, was actually in Kilburn in the High Roads, mm-hmm. believe, I may be mixing up the name of the band, but it was the first band, more of a pub rock band, that featured actually also Ian Dury. And yeah, anyways, they had this band that was a little power pop, a little punky, really catchy, great songs. They're perhaps best known for their songs Emergency or Homicide.
Mm-hmm.
But this is another track we're going to play from their 78 self-titled debut. And then we're also going to hear in this set brand new music from Wilco. They have a new album coming out in September called Cousin that was produced by none other than...
Okay, Le Bon, which is very exciting. We're also going to be playing some material from Ed Cooper and also something from the forthcoming Tim Let It Bleed edition box set by The Replacements, featuring a brand new mix of that classic album from 1985, including a lot of unreleased studio tracks and live sessions that were recorded around the time. So a very exciting time to be a Replacements fan. So yeah, that's how we're going to start off the program. And we're starting off episode 999 with 999 and Direct Action Plan.
Make you 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 make are all soaked. It's too late to be unclear. I'd laugh until I died if it wasn't my life.
sheltered nose. Got you lost and took you in from the frozen waves. You decided then that you'd live with me. You fan a flame up higher than it's ever been. And you never miss more than a drink or two. And you never soiled your pretty shoes in a lock or two. And you never miss more than a drink or two. And you never soiled your pretty shoes.
Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host Dave, joined with Adam. We just came back there from a pair of tracks from Australian musician Ed Cooper, perhaps best known for his work in The Saints and The Laughing Clowns. He reissued two of his albums a couple months back.
Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is that these albums were chronologically a little bit far apart. It wasn't just albums that were released consecutively.
Yeah.
There was an album from 91 and then an album from 85 reissued. Still two great releases, though, from Ed Cooper. We heard something from Honey's Steel Gold, originally released in 1991. So from Honey's Steel Gold, we heard Not Too Soon. And then we heard something from Electrical Storm, which originally was released in 1985 with the track A Trick or Two.
And that was his debut solo album. Mm-hmm. After the Saints, he was in a few different bands, most notably Laughing Clowns, as mentioned, and also a band called The Aints, which was similar to The Saints. But this, he went in a completely different direction, and a lot of his solo albums, and there's many of them, are quite varied and different. Mm-hmm. and very interesting to dig into. Prior to that, speaking of a band interesting to dig into, we heard brand new music from Wilco.
Yeah, very excited to hear from this band and this release. It's actually produced by Kate LeBon. Kate LeBon is someone who we've played many times on the episodes preceding this one, all 998. Not that we played a song from her in every episode, but we've played quite a few songs from her right. over the history of time. But yeah, she's producing this. I love this pairing. This new track is great, so I'm very excited to hear what the album in its entirety is going to sound like. Wilco's forthcoming release is titled Cousin, and we heard the debut single from that, Evicted. I did say something about 998 episodes. That's because this is actually our 999th episode.
That's right.
Episode 1000 will be next week, and we're going to have a golden celebration for it.
Yes, and by that we mean every song is going to have a gold theme for some reason. Anyways, before Wilco, we heard a new mix of the Replacement song The Left of the Dial, a really well-known song from this band in the 80s from their album Tim. It's getting the box set reissue treatment, and as has been the case with the last several ones that they've done, they've all been quite interesting, and they usually involve a new look at the album, a new completely different remix, or a selection of stuff that is unreleased and not really heard by anyone. And this one is no different. It's coming out in September, and we heard the Ed Stasium mix of Left of the Dial. Originally, when the album was produced and recorded, it was done by Tommy Ramone, and Ed Stasium was one of the engineers helping with that. Tommy Ramone, of course, unfortunately, is no longer around, mm-hmm. but Ed Stasium is, and he remixed this release for the upcoming box set, and he said of working on it, he felt like he was working with Tommy Ramone again, because he remembered the time when they were recording it, and basically, the band themselves was not happy with the mix of the album. It had a lot of 80s production and echo effects and things that they didn't particularly like.
Which is ironic considering the fact that, even though I know they were huge fans of the Ramones, when you actually look at what the Ramones were doing at that time, it is very much on par with what their albums were being treated with in terms of sound effects and studio trickery. But with that said, regardless, Tim is a fantastic record. Some argue it's the best Replacements record, certainly in terms of the songwriting, and I would love to hear the rest of the songs from this new mix, just to hear if it helps strengthen and bring to light the strengths of these songs beyond the, as you said, the 80s production style. So it will be very interesting to hear this in its entirety. Again, that's from the new box set coming out, Tim, the Let It Bleed edition. And then we did mention this is episode 999, and we started off with the band 999 from the album of the same name. Going back to 1978, we heard the song Direct Action Plan.
And that's how we started off the show. Coming up next, we're actually going to be doing a little anniversary set on one of our favorite musicians, Stevie Wonder. So we're going to be playing. We're going to celebrate the track. I mean, the album Inversion.
Intervisions.
Sorry,
Inversions. Inversions might be an alternative take on the album.
Sorry, my mistake.
No, it's great. Like, you know, to be honest, a lot of people have talked about how this album was the transition from him going from the kind of moniker of Little Stevie Wonder, the little dynamo kid that could end up just impressing people with his playing ability and his voice, to a mature artist, and I don't disagree with that. The themes he tackles on this album, the type of introspection he has, really matches the title Inner Visions. And when you just look at some of these fantastic songs on here, like, of course, you have huge hits on here like Living for the City, you have A Higher Ground, but you also have fantastic songs like Don't You Worry About a Thing, He's Mr. Know-It-All, and the song that we're going to start off the set with, Too High, which is the album opener. Now, because this album produced so many hits, It's very unlikely that we would be able to play most of them, just because we basically want to stay away from a lot of mega hits on this station. With that said, there have been plenty of tributes and covers of songs from this record, and we're going to play a few of those after this song. The only thing I can really say is, if you really want to look at the legacy and importance of this record, just listen to what Stevie Wonder was able to do, progressing the sound of soul and R&B music. Really, I think this album made the idea of what contemporary soul and R&B would be, just not throughout the 1970s, but I think it really trajected what would happen throughout the 80s and to an extent the 1990s.
Yeah, and it's a great record. And we're going to start off this next set with the opening track. But before we do that, we're going to get to just a quick ID here and station ID and PSA, and then we'll be back with music from Stevie Wonder. You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area, and also syndicating across several different stations in Canada.
I'm too